You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome, guys, to Season 2 of Podcast P, presented to you by Prize Picks, a Wave Sports and Entertainment original. I am your host, PG-13. Alongside me are my guys, Dallas Rutherford and Jackie Long.
Shabang bang.
Fellas, we back. How we feeling? Let's check in with each other, man.
We back. It's Season 2. What you mean? We back in conversation, baby.
We was popping Season 1. We got to piggyback off that.
I missed it. I don't know about you guys, but like after like the second week of not doing it, I kind of was like, man, like it's weird not showing up.
Yeah, because y'all don't usually hit me unless it's about the pod. When Jackie called me, I'm like, what the hell he want? Mm-hmm. Episodes have been over. Season 1 is over.
You stopped hearing from him?
Yeah.
You heard from me? You can't.
Yeah, I heard from you. He don't play the game with us no more.
Got some new friends. He kind of blew up a little bit, you know?
Tell me about y'all.
Y'all know we live right now, right? And y'all doing all this lying right now. I've been calling you every day, Pete. I've been talking to you every day, Dallas. I talked to you before we even came here.
I wasn't the one saying that.
I wouldn't say you called me every day.
Pete, I've been texting you.
You text me. You text me. You text me a couple times.
I text you and you don't text back.
You text me a couple times. Hey, we're not talking about me. Hello.
Asia.
Shout out Asia in the Las Vegas Aces.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to you, Asia, doing your thing.
Come on.
Congratulations.
Shout out Asia.
What you say? You got to, what she do?
Oh, yeah.
Don't
she said she
got to
fill them. She got to fill them all out at some point. She got to fill them all up. Then put the toes in it.
Congratulations. I've seen all your games. You a big dog. You a big dog. I've seen a lot of girls play the big position, but she was dominant.
Did you watch
I watched the game. I watched the game.
I watched the game. Like, she played.
And
like
it was so impressive because, A, two starters are out,
mm-hmm.
right? Yep. So then at that point, Liberty's favorite. She steps up. Kelsey struggled. You know what
Big
I mean?
Time.
She didn't have a good game. And play one, dumped to Asia, big body Jones, lefty lay, like right off the gate.
Her post game is
stupid. She telling them, like, this is what time it is. We going to win this. Like, and that was impressive. I watched the game, and I was blown away just by, like, just her presence. Like, she led them to that victory.
Yeah,
she was definitely, though. She deserved everything.
The game was back and forth. Lead, you know, the final 5 minutes of that game was just beautiful basketball.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of momentum on one side, then the other side.
She got MVP
dominated
of finals.
The game.
Right.
Yeah. She gave us some merch, didn't she?
Asia definitely did.
So
we got to plug her back. Matter of fact.
Yeah, if she ever come on, we got to
get her right.
Merch.
Get her the hat. Go ahead, show them the tee.
I got some. Hold on.
Show them the tee. Show them the pants.
Looking. They better look it.
And you know what's crazy?
Looking. They better look,
King.
Ain't nothing on the back?
Nothing on the back. It's all black. All black on the back.
It's all black on the back. Yeah, that's
hey, you know what's crazy? The merch drops today.
Go cop it.
Y'all can get shirts, hoodies, tees. It's all dropping today. Check the link. Podcast P shop. You dig?
Okay, dude.
Why you ain't wearing no Podcast P today, P?
Because I didn't get the message.
You didn't get
I wore Podcast P yesterday.
Yeah, he wore it on the bench. We talked about that. You know, he gave us some good promo.
I did see that.
Everybody's been asking for some merch, too.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, good thing they can get it now. We don't have to worry about nothing. My mama been asking for some.
My mama too.
Yeah,
they
keep wanting to take my shirt. I'm like, hold on. I got to wear it on the show at least one time. I'll give it to you.
Damn. Can I wear it once?
You know, let me at least wear it once. I got you, mama.
Look, the NBA season is here, and Prize Picks has got you covered when it comes to making some money.
That's right. With the season here, Prize Picks is helping me cash in. Prize Picks is a daily fantasy app, and with the new NBA season here, you can select two or more players, pick more or less their projecting stats, and turn $25 into $250. Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds.
It's also that time of the year where many sports sports are happening at the same time. And of course, Prize Picks allows you to pick combo projections across football and basketball with specials so you can support all teams while still cashing in.
And I know for me, I've been chalinga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga-linga. And that's all I know. That's all I've been hearing in my bank account. Look, I know for me, I've been cashing in. I don't know about you, Dallas, but that's a story for another day. Be sure to visit prizepicks.com/podcastp and use the code podcastp for a first deposit matchup to $100. Cha-ching!
So, P, we just saw that you were on the cover of Slam Magazine for the fourth time. Are you still just as excited? Because I could imagine your first Slam Magazine, you had to have been hyped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first one, I was definitely hyped because it was just, you know, it was just a transition, right? I was becoming a guy in Indiana. Now you get, you know, notoriety, you know, the media's, you know, on my side. Yo, we got Slam covered. Like, they gonna know my name. You know, it was kind of just me coming into my own in the league to where fast forward now, it's a different, you know, a different feel for me now. It's more so like me still, you know, producing and being one of the top players in the league, year going into year 14 and still being elite in the best league there is. So, you know, it's a different feeling, but I mean, you know, my first one, I was nervous as hell. Like all these different cameras, different people, like, you know, the cover shoot, I'm like, all right, cool. It'd be what, two or three people, you know,
interviews taking pictures, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's a whole like,
Slam Magazine.
It was like 20 people my first shoot, like, and I'm like, you know, I'm not used to posing and, you know, fake smiling and like, it was all new to me,
right.
You know? So the first one I was definitely nervous, but then, you know, now the fourth one, they was like, damn, you definitely could tell you did this before. It was just smooth. Yeah. I was just chilling. Y'all, I know y'all want this one probably, right? Get into my pose.
I gotta see the magazine. I ain't seen the new
one. You ain't seen the magazine.
Oh, it's a strike going on my TV bill.
You know what? I got one in the car for you.
You got one in the car for me?
I got one in the car for you.
Yeah, you more.
So, P, I got a couple trivia stat questions for you because I want to see, you know, because you're a fan of Slam Magazine. Yep. But Slam Magazine came out in 1994, so we were youngins. I think there's been over like 230 magazines that have been published. Uh-huh. Who are the top three? And this is a softball. This is an easy one for you, but I want to see your answer.
Top three people.
Who's been on the Slam Magazine cover the most?
Oh my gosh, Jordan.
No.
What's your question?
Oh my god.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
Who's been on the Slam Magazine the most? I think it's pretty easy. If you think about like what Slam Magazine kind of represented, just between like
culture,
basketball and culture, and who's pretty much dominated the league for a long time.
Shaq.
But there's So the first one's LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
The second one's Kobe.
Okay.
And the third is Allen Iverson.
AI.
Top
you said
three.
AI. He said AI.
Just a little, you know, fun little trivia question. You failed miserably.
Why
but,
not MJ?
You know, we'll move on.
Where MJ got to be fourth, then?
MJ's definitely on it. Shaq was on it. I think they only showed, like, the top five. But I said top three, Jackie.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part.
But Jordan is on it. But Allen Iverson, I thought, was an interesting one.
That is an interesting one. I mean, but AI is culture. AI is culture.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
Well, I want to know this, P. Since he got that one, I got one for you. I want to know your perspective since it's your 14th year coming up, big dog. Your boy Kawhi the other day mentioned that y'all got a whole different mindset coming into the league this year. And I want to know exactly what the hell does that mean? Like you always say, is that y'all more locked in? Are y'all finna come play bully ball? What is it this year? What's going on?
My perspective, you just reach a level of comfort in who you are, yourself, your ability. So no time for slippage. If it's something that I could, you know, be ahead of, something I could figure out, like if it's not working with this player, like, all right, I need to go have that conversation. Like, all right, what can I do better? You know, how can I fix this? It's about dressing situations and not letting nothing go, you know, one way or another. And with that, it's just being focused, man. Like, I'm at, again, year 14, I'm focused. I'm locked in to what the goal is. I ain't won one yet. That's the main goal. That's all I want At the end of the day, is to be able to say I'm a champion, and that goes with you forever, right?
You feel the same about Kawhi? He's very focused.
He's locked in. He's locked in on that same, you know, because, and I've been saying this in interviews, like the most disappointing thing about it all is that, like, you prepare a whole year, you prepare the whole off season, and to not get a chance to at least attempt to get a trophy or attempt to win a championship due to injuries, that's like the most disappointing thing about it all. Facts. You know what I mean? Because it's not just myself affected in that. Now it's a burden on my teammates. It's a burden on the coach. The coach is expecting to have this lineup on the floor. Now he's got to scramble because certain guys are out the lineup because of injuries. And so it's everybody that's affected by it. Right, you know what right. I mean? So for me, like that's where I'm at with it in terms of, you know, and obviously you can't predict injuries. Injuries is part of the game.
Right.
But it's just valuing, you know, like, and it's cliche, but for me it's valuing each possessions, it's valuing each game, it's valuing every quarter. Like I'm that locked in of valuing each and every of these little small things, because when it's all said and done, I ain't gonna get none of this back. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Year 14, yeah. You just never know at what point, you know, basketball stops for you. And at least I want to do is be able to look back and be like, damn, I could have did this better. I could have did more of this. Or,
well, I wish y'all the best this year, baby.
Come on. I'm all in.
I want to see y'all go all the way, baby.
Over the Lakers?
We'll talk about that.
Oh, man.
I can't get that on.
Yeah, come on, bro.
You know what? I'm going to say this.
What?
Whoop the motherfucking Lakers ass.
Jackie, hey, let me
whoop
get
the motherfucking Lakers.
Oh, Bugs.
Man, whoop we the have made progress.
Lakers ass because one, two, three. Come on!
Y'all deserve that, P, because I like y'all squad this year.
Appreciate that.
I ain't going to even lie. I really like y'all squad this year. I like Russell Westbrook. What the fuck he doing? That motherfucker is playing like, yeah. I don't know. You pushing every button. He every button.
Yeah.
I mean, if he keep playing like this, y'all gonna be a cold motherfucking team. Y'all don't even know James Harden. And yeah. I'm saying that. I think if Russell played the way he playing and you Kawhi doing what y'all doing,
yeah,
problems.
Problems.
You don't need a James Harden. And I'm just saying that because y'all look good right now. So I'm gonna say, oh, hold on. Fuck the Lakers.
This is awesome.
Right there. That's all I'm saying.
You don't
want to
say that. That's a whole
they my
different...
team in heart. They know that. It's just fuck the Lakers right now. Y'all, I need y'all to do something this
you
year.
Know what these y'all comments LA is gonna team? Be like?
Yeah.
Huh?
Man,
you know what these comments
you.
Gonna be like?
It's okay. I gotta take it. You gotta take things in life sometimes. Right, they know okay. I'm a Laker for heart, but I'm a Clipper fan this year.
Okay.
I'm a Clippy.
Clippy.
I'm a Clippy, man.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So, P, in terms of preparation, you just used the word focus, but what would you say is the biggest difference from the first year you got into the league preparing for, you know, the preseason and getting ready for the season as a whole? What's changed throughout your career? Is there anything different, or is it just focus?
Yeah, it's just focus. But with that is definitely mindset. Just having a different mindset of, again, the approach, valuing possessions, valuing, you know, the quarter, valuing each game, and looking at it from a distance of like, all right, we play this team, we play that team, like, all right, these are realistic wins. Cool. Let's get this over with. Let's do this. All right. Good team coming in. Let's be locked in. Let's put this game away early. We got a back-to-back. Man, everybody lock in. Let's try to get out of this shit third quarter. Have, you know, reserves in by fourth quarter. Rest up. Let's get ready for the next one tomorrow. Like, on that type of level. You know what I mean? So it's more so just mindset, man. It's important to really look at the, you know, season and you know, just break it down as it goes on of like the team we want to be.
And with that, what would you tell a rookie that just got into the league about the importance of preseason and getting prepared for the season ahead?
Yeah, it's different now. When I first came in the league, my rookie year, it was 8 preseason games. Now it's 4, 5, maybe. You legit play at least 5 preseason games fully. You know what I mean? The first game, you might play 15. It'd be similar to how preseason is now. Second game, you might play 20-something. Third game, you playing your full minutes. Fourth game, full minutes. Fifth game, full minutes. Sixth game, you might start to tinker back down. Seventh game, tinker back down. Eighth game, you might not play at all. Just rest going into the regular season. So, but for the young guys, it's just being prepared. Biggest thing is being the best conditioned. That goes a long ways. Because, you know, my rookie years in Indiana, like, the vets had to calm us down. Like, we was going so hard, they was like, yo, chill. Like,
yeah, bro, y'all out there.
Yo, y'all going, yeah. But we was just like best. We was the best in shape. Me, Lance, shout out Magnum Roll. He was another rook part of that class. But me and Lance, man, we was like dogs with pepper in our food. Like, we was just riled up, ready to go. And the vets just had to like, yo, man, y'all going too hard. Like, chill out, young fella. Like, y'all gonna hurt us out here. Yeah.
How do you balance that though, P? Because it's like, you want to do well.
You don't. As a young player?
Yeah, like, no. Is it possible to do too much, like, before the season? Because you wanna be healthy, you wanna be in shape, like, you don't wanna overwork out.
Obviously, you don't wanna hurt your teammates, but you wanna show your teammates that you ready. You want to show them that you prepared. You want to show them that you're not backing down. Like, you want to show the coaches you conditioned. You ready to play. So, like, as a young player, like, you know, you watch, and I've been around some camps where the young guys is kind of trying to find their way. They're trying to ease into it. They don't want to step on toes, or they want to look cool because the veterans is looking cool. Like, we might do a little layup and, you know, it's not full speed and they might try to do the same thing. But, like, nah, it's a different level. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we built up to this. We know when it's time to raise that level. Young guys, they need to get right to it. Mm-hmm. Like, challenge the vets, challenge. Like, we was young guys, like, we had to get pulled off. You know, when you dummy offense is basically 5-on-0 stuff, right? Going up and down, going over plays. Young guys, myself, Lance, we knew we wasn't in the first group. Second group, all right, we ready. Like, the vets had to be like, nah, like, let me go, young fella. Like, oh, okay, all right, bet.
Y'all couldn't even go.
Next drill, all right, we ready. Young fella, let me get in this drill. Shit, all right, I'll go with the third group. And then after a time, old heads was like, man, you know what, I ain't doing this today. Go ahead, man, you can have a second. Yeah. And then you just, now the coaches is expecting you to play in that second group. You know what I mean? So now you like, oh, okay, yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be. Now I'm getting a shot at the first group. You know what I mean? So you got to challenge. Like, that's the approach you got to have.
I didn't know that there was less preseason games now than before. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I think of preseason, it's an opportunity for these, you know, your rookies or just some guys that the coaching staff wants to take a look at on the floor. Is it more difficult now with having less games, would you say, in preseason for someone that's trying to make the team? They're on the fringe. Mm-hmm. Now they only got 4 games compared to when you were a rookie. You said you had 8 games. Mm-hmm. Does that play a difference, or do you think the coaching staff kind of already knows who's going to be, you know, on that final roster?
Yeah, I mean, they know. Very few guys, you know, will slip through the crack and, you know, get a roster spot. But I mean, they know, but it does make it tougher for guys that are trying to make a roster spot. Mm. Because there is smaller, you know, games, and you might not get the opportunity because there's least amount of games now. And with that, I mean, the starters are playing 4 games. The starters at some point are going to play at least 2 of those. Mm-hmm. So you don't really get a larger or a big opportunity to show what you can do in these preseason games. And a lot of guys use these preseason tapes to take overseas, to show, you know, their film, to play overseas, to get jobs over there. On the note of, like, training camps, right? The thing, like, the training camp we talk about back then versus now, what stands out is obviously, like, you start a new team, you throw out everything that happened in the past. It's about building what you have now. The beauty in us, we didn't really change that many personnel on our team. So it's essentially bringing the same guys back. So that's the positive and the beauty of it, is that we start off where we left off. You know what I mean? The chemistry is there, but it continues to be built. But, you know, it's grueling. Training camp is grueling, obviously. with, you know, you got tour days. For us, I've been preaching to practice a lot more. T. Lou took that shit and ran with it. So we literally doing
a lot of,
I mean, y'all saw the,
I seen the free throw thing.
Yeah, the free throw thing, bro, where we running tens. Like, yeah, we was doing that shit like high school. Like,
tough.
Line up on the line. He'll call a name out. Go shoot a free throw. If you miss, give me four.
Who comes in first place on those line drills when you're up running? Who's first every time? Because there's usually someone on every team that's like,
yeah,
I'm going to be first. It's got to be one of the rookies.
It's the young guys for sure. I don't know. I'm cool.
You just,
I'm not going to lie. It's funny. The first one we did, we looking around like, oh, who really about to run this shit hard? So we looking around, me, next to me, Russ, next to Russ, Kwai, we all in a row, and everybody else is hauling ass. So we run the first 10. After that, I think Marcus say like, all right, y'all see what pace they running at, right? Y'all fall in line. After that, everybody was,
stay with
you. Yeah, yeah, like y'all tripping.
We were still running them hard, but like, you know, it you know, it's not like a
yeah.
But we were still running them hard. But you look forward to that, like building that, you know, going through those hard days of practice and laughing about it and, you know, spending hours in the gym, like, you know, body aching, but like that's some of the best conversations you have, because you're, you know, it forces you. Your legs are sore, you in your seat, and you just kicking back, man. And you ain't even talking about basketball at that point.
Like, do Lou interact with y'all a lot? Like,
absolutely.
Do he play with y'all? Because yeah, he still got it. I know, yeah, he just had the surgery though, so.
He, you know, older cats, man, they, you know, you could tell like basketball has been harsh on them. back on that note of camp, I would say that the things I love the most about it is, again, just that camaraderie and like that excitement of basketball being back. You know what I mean? The downside about all of that is none of that shit counts, right? Preseason games don't count. Like, well, they don't matter.
You were giving buckets that last game. Like, it looked like you got a lot out of it.
I mean, I want to get in rhythm. Like, I want to start to find my rhythm. Like, that's the positive, or that's what I was getting out of it. It's
right.
Just trying to get my rhythm, try to see back. The ball go through, footwork stuff, getting separation, finding spots on the floor to raise up on. All of that stuff, you know, it's good to do it because you playing against each other for a whole week, 2 weeks. Now it's time to play against some different bodies and shit. So that part I like, but you know, I always, especially now, cause I only know one play to play, only know one way to play, and that's to like compete and play hard.
Right, right.
And so like I can't apply bully mode in preseason.
Well,
like,
I got a story, cause I didn't even tell you this. I was on the phone with YT and Reg, you guys were playing the Denver Nuggets,
yeah,
and I got the game on TV. I'm in Washington for work, and I'm like, oh man, this is going to be good because Reggie's guarding you. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be hilarious. I can't wait to watch this.
Yeah.
And so I was on the phone with YT, and Reg had texted something. And sorry, Reg had texted something in the group chat like, yeah, man, number seven. Too little. And I thought, I didn't know Reggie was number seven.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to YT. I'm like, what is Reg talking about? He was killing Reg that whole game. And then YT was like, no, he wears number seven. He was talking about himself. You were going at Reg, bro.
Nah, you know
bumping
what?
Bumping him. You no, you what? Were.
No, no, no. You know what? So, and it just happened organically. So, Reg, during the game, Reg coming off the pick and roll, right? Kawhi's guarding him. It's Kawhi guarding him. Zoo's in the drop, guarding Reg. He comes off to the left, talking to Zoo while he's about to pull up. Zoo, you too fucking far back. You too far back in that drop. You better step up. Cashed it. Immediately. I snapped out like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's that. I need that. Let's go.
Reg did that?
Reg
that was
did
Reg?
That. Yeah,
oh,
live
my
play.
Goodness.
Like, live play. Zoo, you too far back.
Oh,
and you
man.
Can see it. Like, you see him do that. Like, he was like, Zoo, you too far back. Step up.
Reg cool. had a good game. Reg, yeah, Reg played fantastic,
Reg played
but
great.
Watching you just
Reg
completely.
And it wasn't even towards Reg. It was just like, okay, all right.
Reg talking that
locked
yin.
Reg. And then it wasn't even like, all right, I'm going at Reg. It was just like, all right, let's hoop. We hooping now.
Come on, there was a little bit. There, nothing in you wanted to like. I'm
not
to,
like, no. I'm. It's
he's your homie. It's okay
for anybody. It's for anybody.
If we were hooping, I'd be like,
it's for anybody.
Like, I'm about to.
It's for anybody.
Okay.
When I say that, like, I didn't gear that bully mode, or I didn't gear that persona towards a specific person. It's for anybody. Like,
fair enough.
whoever I'm playing against, we getting cracking. Like, let's go.
He was letting him know, like, you should have never left us. That's how you was whapping me.
And he could have said, I got me one.
Yeah,
he could have said
that. That's true.
He definitely could have said that. I would keep it on
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Season OP. Speaking of preseason, y'all played the Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. I should say the champs twice this year in preseason. And getting ready for the new year, how you feel about your squad after playing them twice?
You know, I thought we looked good. You know, still the sign, the telltale of it all is we got to get better.
Right.
We got to figure out our lineups. We got to figure out, you know, defensively what we're going to do, offensively our spacing and all of that stuff. But through the whole preseason, I thought, you know, we was coming off getting easy looks against Utah. We had some great opportunities, great. The floor was wide open with, you know, how we're trying to attack offense or trying to attack the defense this year. I mean, it's no bulletin material.
Right.
But I definitely took some things away watching that Denver game, the game that we set out when they had, you know, their starters in, of how we can make it a little bit more difficult when we play them. It was some stuff that I was like, oh, okay, maybe if we do this, I can see where frustration can start. Now, granted, you know, they got MVP over there. They got their champions.
Right.
You know, what my thought is might not even work, but it gave me something to at least look forward to. When
at
we
least
play
you got
them.
A thought.
I got a thought. I got something to look forward to when we play them and see if I was right on it.
That's what's up. I'm glad to hear that.
So with you, Kawhi, and Russ kind of being the vets and the leaders of the team, which, by the way, when Bones sprained his ankle the other day and Russ went over there, I loved watching that. He was over there probably talking to him and giving him some encouragement. But what would you say is the biggest message that you are trying to give to these young guys on the team this year?
On the team or just in the league?
On the team. Like, what, as a core person of your guys' leadership group, what would you say the biggest message is that you're trying to instill and get these guys, you know, because get these guys ready for the season?
You know, just being young professionals, knowing what we want out of them, knowing that they're going to have to be reliable. Like, we're going to count on them, and we're going to need them, right? We got a great group of guys, but we're kind of, you know, got our older group, and then we got a younger group. Like, our older group vets, myself, Kawhi, Russ, Nico, Marcus, Rocco, Norm, right? We got our older group, but then we need the young energy. We need the spark, you know, from KJ, T-Man, B. Boston, Bones, Amir. Like, we need that young spark as well. So, you know, my message, they just got to follow us, man. We're gonna put them to where they need to be. We just need them to be locked in.
Speaking of the youngsters, the Clippers have been looking for their fifth starter. And they done took somebody from our family. You know, he been on our show. Took another little youngster, made him a starter. And I think he go by the name of Terrence Mann.
T-Man
is in the building. I want to know, Pete, you done seen him since he been on the Clippers.
Yep.
Okay, well, you know that he carried the Rajah Rondo card in his wallet at all times.
Right.
So I want to know, like, the Clippers, like, what was they, like, you've been watching him. What was his work developed that you seen to be like, he got to be starting. Talk to me.
I think it's time. And I think it's a blueprint, especially when you're starting, you know, just from an organization standpoint, right? T-Man has been, for the young guys, has been he's been the guy. The guy that the young guys should look up to, from putting that work in, you know, staying ready, being reliable. Regardless what position we put him in the game, he produces for us.
Yeah.
And you reward him for that, for always being ready, for being a pro, he gets his work in. His work ethic is amazing. Each year, he's getting better and better. He's getting more confident and confident. You reward that within the infrastructure. The young guys look at that. Oh, okay.
It's possible.
It's possible. Like, PG's out there. Kawhi's out there. Shit, I could still start with those guys if, you know, I do my job. I focus on what I need to do to be better. Getting to watch him, you know, we talk about this all the time. My first year coming here, T-Man was a rookie. T-Man was my rook. Like, that was my sparring partner. Yeah, I was hurt for the beginning of the season. That was my sparring partner. So I really got to see him grow and get better and elevate his game. And that's the guy I seen is a kid can do it all.
You know, deserve
it. He can play make, he defends, he rebounds.
He's about to play with three legends.
Dude had a birthday, and then for his birthday,
happy belated
he's a starter
birthday.
Now. This guy's swag is crazy right now, probably.
Three legends he might play with.
So shout out T-Man, man. That's
T-Man, I'm proud of you, boy. Keep it up.
When being prepared and opportunity meets each other, man. Mm-hmm. That's what you get right there. So
get his own shoe
man.
Soon.
He get his own shoe with Skechers.
Why you say Skechers though? Why you got to do
with Skechers? He signed with Skechers.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were trying to be.
Who else was about to sign with Skechers? I just saw someone.
Julius Randle, Skecher guy.
Joel Embiid is just about to sign a Skechers.
He's about
deal.
To sign a Skechers.
I didn't
deal.
Even know they was giving out basketball.
He just had Adidas shoe, didn't he?
I don't. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what he was at, but Skechers.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Might have to give me some.
Yeah. Big Skech.
I did not know Skech had Skech. Basketball shoes.
Yeah, that's swag right
I
there.
I thought you was being funny. Like, you got Skechers? I'm like, what?
No.
I did not know.
The green, did you watch the game?
Which one?
The last one.
I didn't see y'all last one too much.
Okay. The bright lime green one's on.
Okay, though. Okay.
Yeah. Guys, did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? It's normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate. You can get ahead of thinning with Nutrafol.
I knew that, and that's why I shaved my hair years ago.
Take control of your hair's future with Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, so you don't have to do that.
Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning, such as stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. Through whole body health.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code PODCASTP.
Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommended Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code PODCASTP.
That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code PODCASTP.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Yo, have you guys ever had a night where you couldn't fall asleep because your thoughts was racing and keeping you up all night, which prevented you from being able to enjoy your life or performing your best on the court?
That's happened to me on multiple occasions. What I try to do is just listen to some music, maybe put on some, you know, calming sounds to kind of just relax me. I think the thoughts are healthy as long as you can keep them healthy. It tend to work for me.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes I struggle going to sleep, just a lot going on with work, life, whatever it may be. Just got to try to do your best and get that sleep and try to shut off the brain a little bit.
One great way to make those racing thoughts go away is to talk them through. You know, you got to talk things through, man. Therapy gives you a place to do that. So you can get out of your negative thought cycles and find some mental, emotional peace. You understand what I'm saying? So you can dominate on and off the court.
Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk things through.
It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It helps you become the best version of yourself.
So was it hard for you guys to find a therapist?
No, I actually just asked around for a few people and got a referral and was able to see somebody.
What about you, Pete? You got any suggestions on people looking to start therapy?
If you're considering starting therapy, try BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/PodcastP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/PodcastP.
Nothing is more exciting than welcoming the new NBA season. But what adds to that excitement is 2K being back as well, because I get to give Jackie and Dallas L's on the game.
Yeah. I don't know about that, P, but I will say when the real games are over, you can stay locked into hoops with Season 6 of 2K Mobile.
The thing that's great about NBA 2K Mobile, I can take it anywhere with me and build my ideal dream team or customize my very own My Player all through my phone.
Plus, you can lock in with Crew Mode and dominate the hardwood with your very own squad. Download NBA 2K Mobile free on the App Store or Google Play and use my promo code PODCASTPG to receive a Pearl Tier card of yours truly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
We get to play against Scoop opening night, and I think two games from there we play Wimby. How do y'all feel about A, this draft class, but specifically these two guys?
Cheat code.
What y'all saw so far?
Cheat code.
Let's talk about Scoop first. What you see from Scoop?
Scoop, hustler, giving it all. Russell Westbrook to me.
Yeah.
He gonna die on the court. That's how he play. He gonna give it his all. He
playing
don't
hard.
Care. He plays hard.
Yeah.
He's a hard worker. He gonna call. I see him calling out picks. I see him doing a lot of stuff. I seen a couple of his games.
Okay. You watched many of them?
Yeah. It's just amazing how much talent. It's a talented draft class. So yeah. It'll be interesting to watch. Like,
this is a good draft.
Who makes that next step? Who can work hard consistently? Because again, everyone's talented in the league, especially with this draft class. But it'll be interesting to kind of see who separates themselves, because there's going to be guys that struggle or they're enjoying the NBA life too. It's going to be something to watch.
It's different.
Another person from my family got a poster.
Who?
Brandon Miller.
Oh, he did.
He been killing
they called
too,
it back though.
I know,
man.
But
I wanted to text him because I didn't.
That
didn't
was
see
the
it.
One he wanted.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. I wanted to text him for that moment, but then.
They
so it was
back.
before I seen the whole play, right? So I'm watching it. I seen him dunk on him. I pick up the phone. Then I see him call it back. I'm like, oh, shit. Put the phone back.
He just had a nice little.
It was nice, though. It was nice.
Yeah, I seen that.
That was nice.
That
he's
lay
killing.
Was crazy.
He looked good on that team.
He do.
He looked good.
I mean, it's definitely a team that's like geared and equipped with his play style. Like,
his attitude to me watching him is how he was on the show. When he came in all like, they don't want to play. They not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he came all mad. Like, I'm the only one that was really out there working.
Yeah.
It's like, that's how he look on the court. Like, yeah.
What do you think of Wimby? Because we've got to watch a little bit more of his play. And I'm curious, because I've asked you about this, but now you've had a couple
of
opportunities to watch him.
I take back everything I said.
He looked good, bro.
I knew he was going to be successful in the league, but I thought it was going to be tougher than what he's making it look right now. Just because of his size, you know, our level of play versus what he was used to playing. Like, I thought that was going to be an adjustment period for him. Granted, I mean, he still hasn't played the league yet. But some of the stuff he doing, dog, like the lob, he like threw it to the wing. Call for the lob at the 3-point line. As soon as he threw
it under the dude's leg.
Yeah. Like front cutted him.
Yeah, front cut him and the dude threw the lob and he was like, it was just a crazy play. Like, he just threw it up, like, knowing nobody else can go get that. Dunked it.
He got dribbled.
Then he did a fast break. He euroed without taking a dribble. From like the free throw line, flushed it. I'm like,
bro, did
no
you see,
one's stopping that.
Did you see him? He was defending in the corner, contested the shot. Somehow they got the offensive people got the rebound again. Someone drives in. The guy like covers 20 feet of the floor.
Yeah.
Swipes the steal.
I seen that.
And then when he get that, the
and
one he
then
got
he
out,
gets the ball, and it's just break. Like, bro, he looks comfortable out there.
He's about the best big man I've ever seen.
It's going
right now.
Oh, I was about to say, that's a crazy statement.
So he's
better than Shaq?
That's still a crazy statement.
I'm not going as far as most of the things he's doing, he's better than Shaq. Shaq was just dominant in the paint.
You're about to get
Laker Nation.
Hey,
to be, oh,
I'm just saying.
Ass.
Look.
Shaq
could not shoot no three. Shaq didn't have no dribbles like that. Shaq ain't dribbling through no legs.
So you
different.
Put you put
it's different
you, okay.
times. I get what you're saying.
Shaq rookie, Wimby rookie. Who wins?
Shaq. I'm gonna say Shaq.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just making sure. I just wanted to make sure. I get what you're saying.
I get what you're saying. He's cold. We ain't seen nothing like this.
And to be his, he bony as hell.
What else he did that was just crazy?
He did the nutmeg. He threw it through the nutmeg leg. He had that pass.
Be nimble.
He did that.
Yeah.
He did that.
A dot.
Corner pass. Like
a step back dribble.
If we was on 2K, we'd be like, oh, good pass.
He dribbled behind the back. What else he do?
Thomas Bryant dunked on Thomas Bryant.
Hey, did you see his reaction though? Thomas Bryant, he was like looking around, like, bro,
did that just happen?
I like his game against with Chet.
Yeah,
him and Chet had a good game.
Yeah,
it's just his like, and what this goes back to, Draymond's point. Worst case scenario, he's gonna be one of the best shot blockers. He's going to affect the game. You're going to have to keep him on the floor. Because, like, I'm even thinking of, like, I watch the game, and a lot of times I put myself in, like, other players' shoes, or if they drive to the paint, like, all right, what would I have done right there? What would my footwork be right there? Like, how would I have got my shot off right there? And a lot of those possessions is like, damn, when I get to the paint, like, I'm going to have to look. Like, he's contesting, rear view contesting. Like, I might beat my guy. He's going to get pulled in. I might think he's way on the three-point line, but, like, his wingspan, like, he's still covering me. Like, so it's going to be, like
–
It's going to be different. Like,
yeah.
You can have guys real methodical, like
– I can't wait to see –
watching them. You're going to have people, like, really, like, thinking about how they're going to get this shot off.
Yeah. There's one thing I didn't like that he did, and I'm curious your thoughts on this. It was against Oklahoma. And he drove against Chet, and he he basically like headbutted the guy, and he flexed at the end of it.
Yeah.
And I like the confidence and everything, but is there a part of that that, you know, once he gets into the regular season and you got guys like Draymond and some of these other grown men that
they're gonna stand him up.
Oh, you gotta know his people ready to challenge them.
I know, but still, it was kind of like he already has like all the, you know, he's the biggest whatever star.
And if I was a youngster like him, I won't. All the challenges.
Yeah. I was worried about that though. Like, I hope he don't go too crazy, because then he's gonna have a target on more than he already has.
No, for real. Luckily, this ain't the old NBA.
He said,
"Old NBA." I mean,
too much flexing though.
You go to the paint, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Someone's gonna hit him, and he's gonna feel it.
Nose in the paint.
Nah, he
old heads was talking to you too. Hey, young fella, come in this paint.
Flex again.
Come in this paint, young fella.
Y'all seen the ESPN top ranking?
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The hundred best players in the world.
Yeah, I saw that.
They had Joe Ugly Ass at number 18. I said, what?
That don't mean.
And they had some disrespectful shit in there though. They had the Hall of Fame, like some Hall of Famers in there.
They had Russ at like 80, 70, yeah. 80.
Then they had guys that have never even played an NBA game.
The ball in a basket.
King of triple doubles, like he had that. What?
It's disrespectful. Disrespectful.
Do y'all really care about like the like what number y'all are? Like, is that
no?
Even, is
they opinion? They opinion don't matter, bro. Like 465 guy talking crap to me, right?
right.
And I'm like, bro, I'll beat you easily, right? Mm-hmm. And the people that are talking, y'all not even ranked. Like, you're not even in that conversation. Right. To you know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't even look into that, because it's like, if you look at it, it's like, oh, that's how I got to play this year? Like, yeah. I'm 93?
Yeah.
That's how y'all think of me?
Right. Like, but it sucks. It sucks from a scale of like, that shit has weight to some degree, right? Like, I'm sure people, scouts, GMs look at that when it comes contract talk. Like, all right, hey.
You think they do look at that?
Why not? That's just a slight. Like, if someone is coming to negotiate, and the GM is like, well,
the media doesn't like him.
I guess it's
technically
there's
80 guys better than you. Like, we're not paying you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're going to use it.
Yeah.
It's not your worth.
I think it would be cool. if, like, what if there was a way where the I'm pitching this to the Players Association right now, where, like, the best player on each team got to make, like, a top 100 list in the NBA. I wonder how that would stack up from the player's point of view. Like, if you got to make a top 100, if KD got to make a top 100, mm-hmm. if LeBron, mm-hmm. and then you actually looked at those side by side, mm-hmm. I think it would be interesting, and it would probably be more accurate.
Yeah, I was going to say it'd be more accurate. Like, it'd definitely be more accurate. Because it's like we're judging based off of we know what it takes.
Right.
Like, I'm putting everything in perspective, too. Like, their value to the team, their production, you know, their, you know, expectations,
their roles,
like, you know, I'm putting all of that into it. I'm not just going off of names or, you know, I know what players can do and how good they are and where they rank.
It'd be interesting.
Just by, like, where would you rank? Where would you put?
Who?
Russ.
Better than 93. I'd have to really, I'll make a list. How about that? And then we'll review it. Like, let's make a list.
Top.
Make a list.
He's got to be, let's see, how many teams? 22. He's at least top 50. At least.
I think he's higher than that.
I said it like at least. Yeah. Like he's better than, he's in the top 50 NBA players right now.
In the 40s.
Top 20, 25. Easy.
And does that go based off body of work or just right now?
Both.
Okay, I'm
he's
asking.
He's still a triple-double.
Yeah. No, I agree. That guy has gotten, I don't know how night. You guys manage.
Like, he's still a triple-double. He proved he can be the number one option this post-playoffs or past playoffs. He proved that he can still defend at a high level. He proved that he can dominate the game.
Did.
Like, how many more guys can do that on both ends? Like, there's not 24 other guys that can do that on both ends, like Russ.
I'm not disagreeing. I wonder how much of it had
and
to
they
do.
Say
he was in LA.
There's 92 of them.
He was on the Lakers, then he came up. I wonder how much that played a factor in that vote. You know what I mean? Because he wasn't playing the greatest basketball when he was a Laker. But as soon as he came over, it was like night and day. Like, okay, this is.
Yeah, but then you, like, and no knock on Scoot, but, like, Scoot ain't proved that he can do it. You know
oh, yeah,
I mean?
Those are no, nobody who's never played a game in the NBA should be ranked ahead of anyone who has played a game.
All right, so where does Victor Wembanyama?
I'm not putting him anywhere.
He's not on that list yet.
Yeah, you can't put somebody that's never played
that
a game,
list.
Bro.
He played one fucking game. He's not on that list. Preseason don't count.
I think you can put him on the list.
Why? Why?
99?
100?
He better than a lot of motherfuckers in the league. I'm just saying.
I believe that, but why would you put him on right now?
I want to make a list now. And like
just
really
the eye test.
I just wouldn't put him on because he hasn't played a game yet.
I get that.
So, P, you've gotten a lot of love recently, which is interesting because when I look at you, I would say that you're like one of the first players that's like had both ends of the spectrum because you were, you know, the whole social media criticism. And now it seems like as of late, every other week, someone's calling you their favorite player or they're molding their game after you. In your opinion, do you feel unappreciated in the NBA basketball community considering kind of your resume or where do you stand?
With all of it, you take with a grain of salt. The next generation looking up to me and appreciating my resume weighs 10 times more than the critics, right? But with that, I mean, I'm my worst critic, right? Like, I know times I underperformed, times I've could have done better, times, you know, I've had inconsistency moments. But like, what player hasn't? Like, every player has gone through struggles. Every player has, like, sports is like, not everyone plays great every night. You know
I'm
what I mean?
Going airball again.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it again. Like, everybody like you know what I mean? Right. Everybody has bad moments in sports. Like, that's what makes sports sports, right? Uh-huh. There's a winning team, there's a losing team. Like,
exactly.
There's a team that has to play better than the other team. Like, that's just sports. So when it comes to that, like, and getting judged under that microscope, like, I play the game to win. If I don't win, all right, what can I do to get better? Like, that's just my approach. So the critics, they can say what they want. Again, especially if it's coming from people that can't do my job. Like, if you can't do my job, like, then what are we talking about? Like, but for the next generation, you know, I appreciate that I'm someone that they look up to. Again, it always just goes back to me playing the game the right way. And just never being afraid of the moment. Like, regardless if I win that moment or I lose that moment, I'm not afraid of that moment. You see it a lot with the next generation. Guys wanting to play both ends, big wings, coming into the league, wings that can score it, create space, create off the handle, create for teammates, play defense. You know, you just see a lot of wings now being able to do a little bit of everything. And to be honest, are like the centerpieces for leagues now. You look at Luka, you look at Tatum, you look at, Shea is a big guard. You look at, Jaylen Brown. I mean, there's just so many wings that are that you know, have that.
Tweeners.
Yeah.
Right in between.
Yeah. But they're game changers. And then, you know, just the next generation. So I think that weighs more. You know, that means I'm doing something right. The next generation are finding inspiration. Because there's a lot of talented yeah. guys in the league, right? I'm not the only talented one in the league.
I think you're going to be even more of an inspiration that you think due to the fact that you have gone through that social media whirlwind. Mm-hmm. Because these younger guys, I would assume or imagine that social media probably is way more important in their lives, because they, you know, we didn't grow up our whole lives with social media. So I think there'll be a time where you're going to be able to give some good advice to some of these young kids because of how prominent social media is now, and it's only going to get worse. So mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a time where everything that you went through with all that stuff, mm-hmm. I think you'll be able to say some good words and yeah. of encouragement to these younger guys.
Yeah. Something I just about. Feel bad for the next generation, man, with this social media stuff. I really feel bad for this next generation. Just from I don't necessarily think the next generation is just mentally as strong as like my generation before me. Like I don't think they're just mentally strong, you know, to hear that on so many different platforms now. You know what I mean? So many people beating you down, like that shit gets to you at some point, you know? And you could be a happy kid that, like, you know, enjoys interaction with fans, enjoys being on social medias. You know, you could be that player that, you know, spend your last minute signing mm-hmm. autographs, leaving great tips, like, and then, you know, you hear these fans say this, you say that. You don't know who, because they're, you know, they're not going to do it from their main page. It's going right. to be a block page, but you hear these hateful comments. Now, like, you don't know who to trust. Like, I'm not signing nothing for you. Like, you could have very well been that person talking this trash. Like, I'm not waiting around to take a picture for you. Like, you, that could have been you. Like, then you start to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, bro, it's true.
That's true. I look at it like that. Like, I ain't signing for y'all. Like,
right.
you could have been that same person 2 years ago. Like, oh, you're at the side of the backboard. Like, you could have been that same person. Right. Like, I'm not signing for you. Like, I keep it moving.
And it's like all the, like, how do you, like, I don't want to mention any names, but there's a mega social media star that got into a little bit of trouble. He was a promising athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder how much of just having that fame and the NIL and all this.
Yeah, oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And again, I wish him nothing but the best. It's a sad situation yeah. for sure. But I wonder how much of it, you know, if social media wasn't in the picture.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I mean? How much of that gets yeah. to your head at 16, 15? You know, it's just think how big your head, like, think how, when, okay. Okay. Think how much confidence that you had when you were in high school, walking around campus, big dog on campus.
Yeah.
You didn't Instagram and Twitter. You didn't have any of that.
Right. I mean, if it's the same individual you're talking about, I mean, having Ferraris and shit in high school, like, yeah, your swag is going to be totally different. You're going to feel like no one can tell you nothing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, that's, like, these kids are going to have to grow up a lot faster.
Exactly.
Because they're going to, like, literally be the millionaires at 14, 15 years old now. So they're going to have to grow up a lot faster.
They're going
to
be soft.
Well, speaking of all of these young kids, we done brought one of our favorite segments back.
We got a retro?
Rated PG back, baby! Now, for the people who don't know what rated PG is, this is how it works. It's where PG will showcase a young talent, and he will compare them against an old school veteran or somebody playing today. So, P, who you got, baby?
You're going to like this pick.
Who
you're
going to
like
this pick.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Christian Brown.
Christian Brown, break him to me.
I like him. He's the guard, wing, Swiss Army knife, whatever you want to call him for the Denver Nuggets.
Okay.
Man, kid is nice. Now with Bruce Brown gone, it's opened up even more of room for him to get busy and do his thing. He's in a great organization. They play the right way, and he's a winner. He's won at every level. Fun fact, I think he won – high school championship.
Yep, I do remember
next
this.
Year he wins national title. Next year he wins NBA title.
He won, won the championship back to on back every to level. Back.
Yeah, so the kid is a winner. And I just like his play style. I like his energy. He plays hard. He's tough. He don't back down.
Who he play like?
Who does he play like? He's kind of in a class of his own.
He does everything. He just knows everything. Basketball, too. He's a perfect fit for the Denver
Perfect
Nuggets.
Fit. He knows basketball. High IQ player. They don't have the same skill level, but I would compare him to somebody that's like Iguodala. Like not from a skill level. Like they have two different skill levels, but in terms of like their IQ, big wings, they can handle the ball, they can play make. He defends his ass off. He can guard the best player.
He's good at everything.
He's good at everything. Like I can't say he has a flaw. As a young player, I can't say he has a flaw.
One of my new favorite players as well.
But shout out Iggy, just retiring. What is 17, 18? 19.
Job well done.
19 years.
His neck and his back and his hip.
Everything got to hurt.
He had to get out.
Shout out Iggy, man. Shout out Iggy on a hell of a career. Iggy was actually one of my favorite players too. Again, he just, from a wing standpoint, like, I always looked at him like, man, he could do everything. There was no flaws in Iggy game. He could do everything. He could score. He athletic as hell, defend, and to be at that size, to do all of that stuff. I was like, man, he's a superhuman. He was jacked. You know what I mean? So shout out Iggy on a hell of a terrific career.
Mm-hmm.
A
lot of golf.
Four NBA championships.
A lot of golf coming up for Iggy.
A lot of
he's
golf.
Be playing a lot of golf.
He got that hip.
He got the hip.
He gonna be out there.
He might not be out there.
How you know his hip messed up?
It said all his injuries that he said in the interview.
When he retired,
he said his hip messed up. His fingers, everything messed up.
You know what? He got the rest of his life.
He's chilling.
He good.
To be in the sun and to be golfing.
He can be a coach. Anything.
Anything. He got such a high level IQ.
Yeah.
About to run a $200 million hedge fund.
Is he?
Businessman. Look at
you can have a fucked up hip and run that.
And run that. You can run that from the couch.
Yeah.
Right here.
Shout out to Iggy, baby.
We got
to
get Iggy on the show.
Yeah.
We got to get Iggy on the show.
Okay.
Whether we got to do 0.4 and then he come on Podcast P, we got to get that little cross.
Got it. Iggy?
Pod.
We'll see you soon.
Come on, Iggy.
Shout out my man ET, too. Evan Turner. That's my dog, man. Shout out ET. Thank you guys for tuning in to season 2, episode 1. It feels so good to be back.